overcoming self-limiting beliefs. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by Element. And this week's wisdom is specially dedicated to my friend Charlie Smith. Once upon a time, a little boy went to the circus with his father. They spent the day watching animals, witnessing acrobats flying all around, and eating a bunch of candy and soda like a father and son do. After the circus was over, the young boy and his father were walking to their car when they noticed that one of the tents was not yet closed for the evening. Once the young boy noticed the tent was still open, he asked his father if he could go peek inside. The father agreed as he was also curious of what was inside the tent. Moments later, they walked in to see a huge elephant standing in the middle of the tent all by himself, with nothing but a small rope loosely wrapped around his leg, which was attached to a stake in the corner of the room. The boy and his father were awestruck to be so close to such a beautiful and a magnificent animal. As the young boy and his father took one step inside of the tent, a voice came from behind saying, "Excuse me, can I help you guys?" Startled, the father turned around and said, no, sorry, sir. We just noticed that the tent was open and we wanted to see what was inside before we headed home for the evening. The man walked up closer to the boy and his father and said, "He's quite the elephant, isn't he? His name is Andy and he weighs about 8,800 pounds. The boy and his father looked at each other in disbelief. Then the young boy, struck with curiosity, asked, "Well, sir, if he weighs that much, how do you suppose that little rope and that stake are going to keep him from taking off and escaping?" The man looked down at the young boy and said, "Good question. See, when Andy here was really, really young, we tied a rope around his leg and tied it to a stake just like the one you see here in front of you. And at the time, that rope was strong enough to hold Andy in place, even though he had a lot of energy. And so from early on, we've tied that same rope around that same leg and attached it to that same stake. And Andy continues to believe that he can't break away from the rope because that's all he's ever known. Truth is, he could break away from that with ease whenever he wanted to. But his entire life, he's been taught that the rope limits him from breaking away." See, in a lot of ways, we are just like Andy the elephant. We as adults have philosophical ropes tied around our legs that are holding us back to becoming the type of person we want to become. And the only reason that they're tied around us is because someone put them there when we were little. And now we stand still, just like Andy the elephant, because we believe that the rope, or the limiting belief, is real. So let me ask you, what's the stake and the rope that someone has put around your leg? What's the belief you have that's limiting you from becoming the type of person you want to become? I'll ask that again. What's the belief that you have that's limiting you from becoming the type of person you want to become? I want to challenge you to answer that question. Don't just hear me and go to your next task for today. Instead, I want you to listen and answer as you're perhaps driving in your car right now. What's the belief that limits you from becoming the type of person you want to become? And then my follow-up question is that true? And said by who? What's your limiting belief? Is it true? Said by who? Stomp on those limiting beliefs so you don't become Andy the elephant, and so you can start attacking the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. Thanks for stopping by. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Make it a great week.